Parshas Nitzavim is Parsha, small Parsha in the Torah, but a very, very Ikar Nekuda. There's in the Mahalach HaDvarim of the back and forth, you have the following Parsha over here. It says, the mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch says is not rechoika, not nifleis, not rechoika. Leiba shemayim hi leima miyalan shemayim v'kachel, leima v'layam hu, leima miyavalanu, so on. Ki kore v'elecha dove ma'oid b'fich v'ofel asoysay. So, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that this mitzvah, and we'll assume the pshat mitzvah means the Torah, the general sense of Tzivir Torah, it's not distance from Klal Yisrael, it's Korv L'chadov HaMoyed B'fich V'ochel HaSoysoy. So, first of all, it requires some sort of Hezba. The normal Pshat, B'fich V'ochel HaSoysoy, the way it says it in most Sfarim, where it's brought down, is that there are three Dargas of the way in which there are three levels with which you do mitzvahs. One is the peh, one is the levav, one is the asiyah. The Goyin says it in the beginning of Dvarim that the klal kolater kulos fichavav chalasoysoy, that there's mitzvahs belevav, mitzvahs bepeh, mitzvahs asiyah. So the pshat is this is the tzivri that you're supposed to do. Now let's get korav elecha dove moed. It's very close to you to be mekayim b'pichavav chalasoysoy. Based on that pshat, we don't have a clear understanding what it means to why is it korav elecha dove moed. I mean, he starts out with a havamina that Torah is distance, and the sense of things is to us that it's very hard, it's very difficult, it's very distant. We don't have an easy time with it. So, where's the answer to that? Korav elecha moed b'pichavav chalasoysoy. A second pshat b'pichavav chalasoysoy is that somehow the pichav b'levavcha are the tools with which a person can, you know, it's explaining the korav elecha dove moed, which requires. So that's an answer as to why it's korav elecha moed. But we need to understand, according to both pshatim, the seder of the fichal vavchal asoysoy. The way it's written, the Rosh Hashanah says mem dalet mem adam machshava diba maisa. A person thinks, has the right kavanis, has the right ritzonis. That's step one. Step two is he says it, and step three is he does it. The seder here is behedim mehupach, beficho vavchal asoysoy. Adrabe, the Navi, the beginning of Pasuk Rachum is vaychazvu b'lashonam, vaychazvu v'sfosam. The Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, lied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was lip service only. The peh is not a maila if it's not coming as a result of machshava, of the levav. That's the norm. So the norm is supposed to be that the levav comes first, then the fifth, then the lasoysoy. And yet, according to both pshatim, it's mehupach. In the Medrash over here, so Chazal speak about the beginning. First, they say aloi nifleis. And they say like this. They bring a pasuk, it says, Shemalocha Shores, Luna Santa Sohemelo Tivaschem, Shemalocha Shores Nis Avula, Malocha Shores when his Avatar, Venelma Mehen. And it's behesta from them. Shenema v'nelma me'ene kol choy. It says about Torah that it is hidden from kol choy, elo achayos. Ome'oif ha'shamayim nistora elo malachim. Minay yishlem v'yorf alechad masrofim. Omelem bonai, mimalach ha'shores hi nifleis, al miken eina nifleis. So Chazal explain that Torah has a b'china of being ne'elam, and that's for malachim, like it says that it's ne'elam from them, and to call Yisrael it's not ne'elam. So we need to understand a little bit where is the sheirish that what is the maila Chazal has that malach ha'shores don't have. In other words, in terms of the das and the tfisa, the das and the tfisa of a malach is le'ein erech greater than that of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam explains, the Rambam in Sefer Torah speaks about 10 dargos of malachim. He speaks about the dargos of malachim that are close, they are rated, so to speak, according to how close they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how much of a tfisa they have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. So the higher the tfisa, the higher they're rated. And the lower, and so the darg is like that. The lowest darg of Malach is called Ishim, because it most closely resembles, it's closest to Adam. Lashon Ish, Adam. So, whoever ish is used in the psukim to describe a malach, describing a lower darg of a malach. So the Adam certainly doesn't begin to have the tfisa that malachim have, and yet we say that for malachim it's ne'alama, it's beyond them, and for us it's not. So where is that difus of Adam on malach? What is Adam? Good, you can just say it's Xeras HaKosov. Hashem Baruch Hu made it that way, and that's the way it is. Okay, that doesn't give us any information, really. Chazal over here, also, the whole beginning of the parsha, the whole beginning of the Medrash that leads into this, is all going on tefillah. In other words, very, very unclear where it's coming and why it's coming, but it starts halacha mesoshay shachar shachris and berachas ha'teira and so on. Then it leads into this. So there is some sort of mashmos keilu that tefillas is the chelik that has a shaykes kid, but doesn't. Chazal sort of go from one to the other without a clear sense of what it is and so on. One more place, Chazal say minayin ki. So the first place that Chazal do mention a certain adifasa of minayin ki karvach dav moid b'fich v'alach l'asoy soy, they say hoitzi davim teich picha. The fich over here is to say things out loud. That's the lashon over here. So there seems to be a sense in Chazal that the pair over here, say mitzad d'akdoma of inyani tefillah, that's unusual, unnaturally long discussed as the akdoma to this, without any seeming kesha, and the fact that Chazal say hoitzei davim teich picha, and it says chayim ilam hoitzei eim, those that are hoitzei bepicha, all of those seem to have an inyan of shayches to the kor v'lach adov moed v'chavav ha'soysei. So we need to understand if I say that peh is the ikker, the Balatanya was Miyasa, his Sefer, Tanya, which is his primary work of primer for Avodas Hashem, is based on the Parsha on this Pasuk. He writes that. That's the front page of the Tanya is. It's emphasis on the Pasuk of Kikor Velach Adov Ma'oid Befichol Vofchol Asoisi. That's what it is a beer of. How is it called Vofchol Asoisi? His toichen is that everybody be'etzem has inside him a chelik alikai, and b'meila, when a person is looking to make himself better, higher dagger, closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, however you describe it, he doesn't need to look outside or far afield. He can find it inside himself. That's basically that's the kuda. The problem is, so then we're back to tier one. So if we have it inside ourselves, we have it. What's the point exactly? If you're telling me where to look, how to look, where to find it, so I understand what you mean, Mechadish. You're telling me you'll find it in this sefer, you'll find it in this base medrash. But if you're telling me you bet some have it inside you, well, so finished. Either I do or I don't. And back again to the other question, if the pshat is that we have it inside ourselves, it's hard to see that a malach, kaviyochel, you know, doesn't have it inside himself. Again, a person tells me, sakasa, fine, but if you look at the natural tzura of things, every malach's name consists of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in him. Every malach comes with the keil inscribed in him. And what does it mean we have it and they don't have it? That's really the crucial point over here. The Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, believe me, as difficult as Torah seems, and as far-fetched as it seems, it's not there. It's very simple, b'pir v'och la'seisei. And unless we have a clear havan of what it is that we're doing, then we're missing the main point. I also would like to know the counterpart of it. What is the inyan of the pair over here? Let's take an example. I do a mitzvah. Take a little of an esrei. I'll blow shofar. So I need to do the ma'isa. Yes, shocharach. Kavana, mitzvah shichas kavana. We paskin. Kavana is a maila. That I understand. Where does dibur come in? The yiratzim between the tkiyas, yiratzim before the tkiyas. What exactly the bracha? It's nice. I can't say that it's not a nice thing. When a person says, "Hini muchon umzum lekayim mitzvah esrei," great. But so make it I would make it a subdivision of kavana. There's kavana's subdivision too. But to put it in the same on the same status and say there are three parts: ma'is dibur, ma'is machshava. Dibur is so there are some mitzvahs that are kuli dibur, krishma, the asiyas dibur. So that there's obviously nothing there to talk about. The Talmud Torah maybe, but in most other mitzvahs. Dibur is a sort of a minor addition, if you have. Arab, Chazal Madgish, that Rishoyim Oimim Havi Voisimat. There's an imbalance, and Tzadikim say little and do a lot. So what's the Nakuda of Dibur here? So I want to speak about both parts. They're related to each other, but each one stands on its own in the understanding, and each one is a crucial piece. A very central piece to Avodas Hashem. A person has inside him. Someone asked. Let's perhaps have a shayla. Someone asked the following shayla: if feelings and being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avnir are so important and so crucial, so central, why is that not Machshava Dibur Ma'aseh? What about Hagosha, Regesh? Say it's kolul and machshava? I don't think so. Machshava doesn't carry that. So where is it? Where do we talk about doing something with av and yira? The Zohar Kodesh says without av and yira, it's trei gatfin. There's like two wings for mitzvah. Mitzvah leparcha without tchila and rechima. So why isn't that when you're talking about machshava dibur maisa? I would move out dibur and put in machshava regesh and maisa. I even think we instinctively think of it that way. Somebody comes to look to improve his ma'isim. He says, I want to know what I'm doing. I want to have feelings, and I want to do it the right way. The dibur is beside it. It's a little sub-phrase. So the havana is we need to understand what we mean by dibur here. A person, when does... A person starts with machshava. A person knows, thinks, understands. Unless, when the thing, those ideas, I have all sorts of ideas. I know that I don't know, there's a nice suitor waiting for me. Do I tell people about it? A Baal Maila doesn't, because it's not something that he's giving him great pleasure and happiness. It's not that machshava is not overwhelming him. A person, Zeicha, and his child becomes chasen or kala, he tells people, because that machshava has in itself the power to go and to realize itself. It's almost like an uber b'mei imoy. It starts growing, and until it becomes, he can't contain it. He's so happy, he needs to tell somebody about it, he needs to share it, and like the Kuzari says, and if it's more than that, he needs to dance, he needs to sing, he needs to break out in some sort of maisa. So there's a dividing line between yediya and expression. When a yediya begins to grow, like an ubav mei imoy, it begins to need to express itself. The first expression is speech. When a person is very happy or very upset or very sad, if it reaches a certain point, he needs to share it. Like the Rambam says, Bechi and so on, and Tzchoik is a menucha for the nefesh. The nefesh requires that. And if it keeps going, it will flow into the world of Maisa. Dibur is really the border, the crossing over from dry idea to where a person needs to express it. As long as the idea is just idea, it sits in my brain and it does nothing. When the idea begins to grow, it needs to express itself. And dibur is expression with klolius, and very specifically this. So when it says machshava, dibur, and maisa, dibur really means expression, which means, translates what we call emotion. The difference between an emotion and knowledge. If someone tells me there are millions of kids starving in Africa, I know that. I don't doubt that to be true. Since it has not caused one single stir in my person, that hasn't gone into dibur yet. I don't feel need to tell other people about it because it doesn't bother me enough. It doesn't bother me at all, possibly. But when I hear about somebody close who's sick, I feel I need to tell people about it. I'm myself, not myself, and I'm nervous and distraught and so on and so forth. That's all the beginning where machshava goes from being a seed to sprouting. So if we're to define dibur properly, machshava is the seed of the world. It says vayreisicha asher dibarta shetadaber. So Chazal said like an isha muberes. Vayreisicha moshe muberes. In other words, dibur is a heroine where the person's knowledge and understanding begins to grow on its own, take on a life of its own. The first siman is that I no longer can contain it in my brain. I need to express it. I need to let it out. And that's where it starts. So the koyma of a person who is an Oyved Hashem starts the opposite of what we usually do. It starts with machshava, meaning an understanding of what is to be done. So let's give an example. A person, Rosh Hashanah, the right way to do the mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar is the person has an understanding of Yom HaDin, an understanding of the charod of the Yom HaDin. The person is disturbed by it, the person is distraught by it, the person needs to do something about it, and it culminates in blowing the shofar to be mematik the din in whatever way it works. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes from Kisei Din Kisei Rachmim, it's a Oifah of Tefillah, it's a Schusay of Yitzchak, but it's the end result of my of that thinking process. So the right surah, the right koyma of Ovid starts with the levav, it starts with machshava, it flows into dibur, and overflows into maisa. It's not always the way it'll happen, we'll talk about that in a minute, but that's what we mean with machshava and dibur maisa. So the first thing is, kikarev elecha hadavar me'od b'fich havach la'asayisvei. B'fich havach la'asayisvei is a description of what Avodas Hashem looks like, and that is something which is it's something which is the right surah, the shleimus of the surah. If a person doesn't have the middle step, in other words, the person knows he's supposed to take a shofar, he understands, he doesn't have what we call emotion, a feeling, is drive to do something. If the idea leaves him cold and he does it anyway, it's nice. I mean, listen, you're yoitz if you do it, but there's no connection. Kavana doesn't connect to the maisa. Let's take an example we can really get a sense of. Somebody's doing a favor for me. So the person, let's take a person who knows, you know, you're not supposed to be selfish, you're supposed to be helpful, you're supposed to do things for people. Good. And he sees I need a helping hand of some sort, and he does it for me. But that's it. So I'm very appreciative that the person helped me, but there's something missing. Another person knows that he's supposed to help, sees me, understands my needs, feels my needs, and in his feeling of my needs, he is able to, his helping hand comes as a result of feeling my needs. He understands the mitzvah of tzedakah, of gilas chesed, as being, as identifying with the person who needs. He identifies with him. And just like if I need something, I feel the urgency and the need for it, he feels the urgency and the need for it, and he does the ma'isa mitoich that. We understand that that's an extraordinarily different ma'isa. His understanding of chesed, the person says, well, I've got a mitzvah chesed, and you're a good project for chesed, let me do it for you, leaves us a bit cold even. But the person who understands chesed, and he understands it the way that that understanding begins to grow in him, and it begins to saturate him, and then he does it, that's remarkable. Then I feel there's a maisa chesed, a shleimus of a maisa chesed, which is extraordinary. That's one half of it. That's the tzur shayvayda. What we asked, if it's meant to be the oifen how to do it, and which is the way the Baal Tanya learns and the way others learn, then we had the problem, first of all, what does he mean? If he's telling me that the Pshat Pasuk is it's very, very closed down, say that, it's closed down, so what's the problem? So why aren't we good people if it's so close? And if it's and if for the reason it's not working, so where do we go with that? There's some sort of steer in Obey. And we asked about the picha coming for the levavcha, which is adrabah, is the chur that says we fakert. So there's we were learning yesterday actually the revolver brings a gemara. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin. He points out one thing. I'd like to point out another thing. It says Rav when you go to Bezdin, he would want to be matel eman himself. He would say, "Berav asnafshel tola nafik." You know, it's your own choice to risk possible death. In other words, as being a dayan, he's taking on himself tremendous achrayas. You're coming. You're not doing anything for yourself. In other words, you're not going to get anything from the din. You halavai, you should come out of the din as a dayan. We're talking about with the same darga as you came in, and so on and so forth. That's one thing. When he would see a group of people following him with covet, he would say, no matter how high a person goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him down and smash him and so on. Marzutra, when he used to pick him up, he used to say the Pasik, Dolom Chais, and so on and so forth. Those were different things. I want to try to understand this. In a certain sense, this was the shayrish of learning Musa. I want to try to understand what's the point of it. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I'm doing something wrong. So, I don't know, I'm moving some Muktzah Shabbos. So someone comes over to me and tells me, you should know it's Muktzah. You're not allowed to do it. So if I'm missing Yediyah, I didn't know the halacha, so the other person telling me, it's very apropos. That makes a lot of sense. Could I have told myself? No, because I didn't know the halacha, obviously. Let's say somebody comes along and he shames me into doing it. It's also, I'm scared of this person. This person is chashev, I admire him, or he's got some authority or power, and he tells me, no, don't do it. So I back off because he's telling me not to do it. I may understand it myself, but I may or may not agree. Could be I agree, but I have a big yetzahara. This person's weight is sort of counteracts my yetzahara, and I'm more scared and ashamed of this person than I'm tempted to do it. So we understand the nekuda we understand the nekuda of giving, of hearing Musa from somebody else. That makes a lot of sense. Because the other person is providing something I don't have. So the muscle, if I don't have money to buy something, and someone gives me money or lends me money, it makes a lot of sense. He's giving me money because I don't have it, and he's fulfilling my concern. So the same thing is true in the Musa Shabbat, in the Aloha Shabbat. Imagine if a person comes home and he looks, I need $100 to buy stuff for Shabbos day, there's nothing in checking account. Well, I guess I'll take from my other account and put in a checking account. I mean, that's a massive matn of havolim. Say that, so either you have it or you don't have it. If I don't have money, there's no way I can give myself. You know, I can't, if I tell myself, be a giving person, and, you know, give yourself money, it's silly, those words don't mean anything, they're absurd. What's up, should I give myself Musa? I sit down, and we're talking about Rav. So I obviously can't tell myself yediyas that I'm missing. That's, you know, I mean, it's not the pshat Rav didn't realize how much of a balgaiv is, and he gave himself Musa. Well, that statement is totally absurd. So what was he saying? What were his comments about? Three comments of his. And in a certain sense, this is Rabbi Shlomo Salanter's basis for Musa, a person talking to himself. Where's it going? So this is, I think, what Chazal meant in Kechayim Heim L'Moitzaehem. There's a Dova Nifla, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an extraordinary cycle in a person. The makom of chias in a person is his neshima, his breath. The hallmark, the sign of a living person is breathing. That's halacha like that, and neshima is neshama, ruach is ruach, and so on. That is, so what marks a person, the sign of a living person, is that his lungs are pumping air in and out. When a person wants to be mechayis someone else, he can breathe into him and start the mechanism working also. Even Elisha, when he was mechayah, he put his mouth over his mouth, his nose over his nose, and there was, in other words, the koyach hachiyus is a result of something, and it's a trigger for something. In a certain sense, I mean, as the last knowledge that we have physically is also, they feel it's a stimulus. It starts stimulating, and what we call chitzonius is ma'or panimius. What it means is like this. The Gemara says that, you know, when a tinuk is beicha, other tinuk is a beicha also. It says by the mitzrim, they used to bring a tinuk, and the tinuk cried, the other tinuk also starts crying. There's a koyach with things that are nelam in the bria, things that are hidden, when they're stimulated from the outside, they come alive. That's the koyach hachiyus. So you have a koyach hachiyus in a person. On a physical level, it's breathing. And breathing, life causes breathing. And breathing causes life. Provided, of course, that the person has life within himself. If a person is be'em is dead, no amount of breathing in him will stimulate, will get it started. If whatever nekuda panemius is shut off, it's not going to be nisayer through no amount of resuscitation going to work. But if the person still has chiyus, but the chiyus is not strong enough to express itself, breathing into him will stimulate it so that it begins expressing itself. That's the koyach of nishmas chayim. Vayihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. The person became, in other words, his own nefesh can be mechaya things. He has a koyach of chiyus. He is chay, and he can be mechaya. It's a cycle. But the cycle works just like we've mentioned many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes yesh me'ayin, and a person brings out min ha-koyach la-poyel. He can't make yesh me'ayin. But min ha-koyach la-poyel, that Adam can do. The count in the koyma ruchnius, just like the nishmas chayim, the breathing in physically is the sign of life, and it's the initiator or the stimulator of life, we should say. Dibur is the first sign of ruchnius. Everybody has within him an neshama that's latent. And it's there, and it has the nishmas elokim chayim, the chelek hakayim mal is there. How do we know that it's doing something if it begins to express itself? Minimally, by some minimal form of expression. Like we said before, dibur includes the entire gamut of expression. Maisa could also be a form of dibur. When it's expressing, when a person doesn't have courage to talk, and his eyes say hello, thanks, goodbye, he waves a finger, that's also dibur. Dibur means expression. So diburim is the first level of expression. And diburim also has the ability to stimulate that the chelek that's there, but has not it has not expressed itself yet. It's dormant. It still hasn't expressed itself. That's the nekuda. Kikarev adove me'oid beficho b'levavcha la'soisei. Beficho b'levavcha la'soisei means that the peh is the one that's going to kick the levav into action. That's exactly the Gemara here. Rav didn't understand that if you become a balgaiv, it's terrible. Rav didn't understand that going into din. I mean, he himself said it. He said something new that he hadn't said before, that he hadn't thought about. I mean, his mouth knew something his mind didn't know. No, but those yediyas were dormant. They were like spores. They were there doing nothing in the brain. But that's what it was. And Rav touched on it. Rav said, started with the dibur and said, understand that when you're sitting bedin on a person, it's a lose situation for yourself. Lose. You're taking a tremendous risk. You can only lose from it. Understand the gravity of what you're doing. That stimulated that yediyah, and that yediyah came into life. Hagav Atzmecha, something Chazal used this mashal. If you want to see the koyach hachiyus of a peh, you have coals, you have embers that are, I think it's in Sazria, Metzorah Chazal bring it down when you speak about El Shahara. If you blow on a gachelas is dead, kind of, it's dormant. When you blow on it, it springs to life. The same thing is true with the person's pnim. When Rav saw the seer following after him, one part of oneself says, wow, it's so nice to be chashiv. There's a idea there in the mind that everybody, no matter how, the higher you go, the further down you smash. And he, as when he said those words, he stimulated that yediyah, and that yediyah began to sprout, and another began to sprout, and so on. That's the whole Sefer Tanya is conversations with yourself. And here's Eifert, it's a tzur of avoda, miyuchadik a tzur of avoda, but the bottom line of it is, what do you do? What exactly are you doing all the time when you're following his steps of avoda? You're talking to yourself, certain inyanim, very little of what you're telling yourself. He personally, I mean, has a kav of ideas that are unique in a certain sense. They come from a certain market. It doesn't make a difference. But the pu'ula that you're doing is deeper first. And then you start, and then you're kicking it into action. I want to talk about this, especially in context. First of all, the beginning of the beginning of what the Chazal are talking about, tefillah and so on. It's also we're now smack in the middle of Yom Ne'roim. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. The days are spent in tefillah, and also nobody feels that he needs more information about what he did wrong. Nobody feels that he needs to be told how bad it is to be wrong. In other words, if we're looking in Musa for Tosefes Yediyah, we don't get it that often. At some point, I mean, you've heard it all. Yes, these are the Chiyuvim, these are the Isurim. This is why it's so terrible, and this is why you ought to do what you ought to do. That's it. Sometimes Tosefes here, Tosefes there, but bottom line, that's the bottom line of it. So where do you come in? What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? And the answer is, the avoda of tefillah and the avoda of people complain they don't have feelings in davening. It's part and parcel of the problem of our dayr, that if you tell somebody there's something very good down the road, he says, but it's a half a mile and I don't have a car. The idea of walking there actually doesn't cross your mind usually. There's not even a havamina. Everything is like it's like we learned the difference in the Mishnah between Nosu and Nisu. Today we're all Nisu, we're carried. There's no sense that we can actually do anything. Everything is done. And the question is just who should do it? I need to be Aaron Tshuva, bring down a great speaker with phenomenal maises, with a beautiful voice, a chazan who shakes us to our core with his voice, and I will be Nisorer. And I guess I should say, and tshuva will be done. I guess I have to finish it with the passive, if that's the way it's going. A person, the makeup, the point, Moshe Rabbeinu's final point of instruction is, ki korev adover lecha me'oid. And Chazal bring an otzel. Chazal bring out the muscle. They said that Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with otzelus in a way that Shlomo HaMelech didn't come close to. It brings seven dargas of the otzel, as Shlomo said, how little a person wants to do effort. And Moshe says, he taps it all and says, it's in you. A person, you're right, if you don't have in you really latent feelings, they're not going to come out. No one can introduce to you feelings that are alien to you. We have a hard time when a person is an adult and he tries to read material from a different culture or see production, whatever it is. It's strange. I don't relate to it at all. And you don't. It's alien to you. Torah is not alien to anybody. In every Nishmas Yisrael, all of Torah is there. But unless you actively stimulate it, unless you talk to yourself, unless a person sits down and can tell himself and ask himself, why am I here? What's the tragedy if I were to take a bullet and kill myself instantly? What do I add to the world? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What's my tachlis? What am I doing? How do I act to other people? What does it feel like? How would I like it if someone said about me the things I said about him? We don't like to think, and we certainly don't like to think in that direction. If a person sits down and starts thinking that, starts making a cheshbon of how much activity of the world, of what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meloich Ol Ha'aretz, to think of the amount of activity that goes on in one cell, and all the cells in one person tandem, and an entire Bria in tandem. A person forces himself, he talks to himself. He's not Erich Hidushim, but he speaks out. It's just like we talk always about learning. If you skim through a Gemara, you potentially know it, but you don't know it. Unless you speak out, piece by piece, Havamina, Maskana, the case, unless you elaborate, it's there as potential. Rav Volber writes someplace, Tzfuncha temali bitnam. The stomach is full of hidden things. There's not, they haven't, it's like somebody takes an apple and swallows it whole. He's missed, if he would have chewed it, there's so much taste and so much flavor and so much aroma in it. But if you swallow it, you swallowed it. Nothing in the world will ever change us except ourselves. There's not, whenever you speak about a great mashpia, if he's a cult leader, it's him. If he's a rebbe, it's you. It's just that he was able to get you to start the process yourself. But if not, if you always mitla toli, then it's a cult. It's not a rebbe. A person is supposed to, just like when you have a child, you brought the child into the world, but the child is himself. That's the same thing is in Ruchnius. And if a person does not do that process, it's a waste of time. Nothing he learns from others, and nothing he hears from others, and no experiences. So first looks for experiences, because from one comes it's another, comes it's to one Balmanag to another Balmanag, to one Musa Shmuza to another Musa Shmuza. All those things are good if they give you a tool for yourself to use. If you're able to sit down and then be misbaided and misbaining with yourself and start stimulating those akudas. Tefillah is meant to be. The Chaznish, you know, people said the Chaznish didn't hold of Musa and so on. The Chaznish learned 3 hours of Musa a day. They were called Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. If you say the words, someone told me, an older Yid in Leibrak, the Chaznish was Litvish, the Litvish and the Nusach, totally in calm and in control of himself. He sat behind the Chaznish by davening. Chaznish had a minion of 10, 12 people in his house. So it wasn't big. I mean, he sat behind him. He said that at the end of Krishma, he used to watch the Chazanish. Chazanish said Krishma like the Nusach, word by word, Gelasan and everything. But he said, when he said, the Chazanish's hands would start shaking. They were down on the side. Nobody knows it but him because he's sitting behind him. He said that they would start vibrating. Because if a person thinks what it means, imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, I've brought you here because I want to be your God. If we really felt it and we had that impact, it would change a person. We daven a vast amount every day, but it never gets to stimulate us because we don't even understand that's what we're supposed to do. We think, yes, true davening is when the heart sings out and expresses the words. That's true breathing is when your lungs are working and they breathe. But when you breathe into the lungs, they start working themselves. As long as there's chiyus in them. If a person learned how to focus, and again, it's everyone starts with a little bit, but those two activities, a person would learn to be able to sit down with himself and to contemplate, which means to actively think through the things he knows to be true. to think them out piece by piece. Chaimin l'motza'ehem. Just like it's true about Shach v'tayin halacha, it is tenfold true in Agadata. A person goes through the simple inyonim and is misbeinin in them. Just thinks them through. Things that he believes to be true, but he's never really allowed them to develop in his mind and b'meila not in his heart. If that's one, and if a person learns to do it in davening, true that real davening is when the heart sings out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you allow your heart to be open while you're saying the words, if you're conscious of the words, then they will affect you, and they will stimulate you. And just like it says, just like that, the Rashi, that when a baby cries, other babies start crying. It's natural that a person is sort of resonates with whatever koilas are around. The same thing here also. It's the end of the year, and this is where the Parashas Nitzavim is. It's Moshe Rabbeinu is summing up. He's finished giving Klal Yisrael the vastest Torah possible, a Torah that's makiv. From one end of the world to the other end of the world. And the question is, how am I ever going to get a handle on it? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Kimat, his last nekuda of instruction is that it's not Mei Vayam. Don't look over there. The answers are not this person, this yeshiva, this movement, this idea, this book, this record, this anything. Nothing is there. It's here. But it's beficha vav halasoisei. It's learn to speak out the things that you know. Learn to talk to yourself. There's no musishmus in the world will affect the way you will affect yourself. We need to learn to be mispoidei. I'm not talking about great big things. That a person have times when he can sit down with himself and seriously think himself through. Seriously flesh out the things that he knows to be true but just doesn't. He keeps them packaged as a powder. Never allow them to become in the full-bodied sense that they're supposed to be. Let a person take things chazal. We have days that are coming now, big days, that tefillahs are so full of so much meaning and so much possibility to be turned on, to be stimulated by it. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Rishmaya to stop looking outside, to start looking inside, to be able to use the Mokra Chaim, the Shoresh Chaim is the Peh, and to be able to use that to be Mechaya ourselves, to breathe life into ourselves, and then the Mela, once the Peh kicks the Levav into action, our Tzkoimus Avoida will be from the lathe to the pair to the mice. Yeah.